You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Almost 2 weeks ago, Concordia University Portland announced it would be closing after 115 years, leaving the future of Concordia Law School in Boise uncertain. Well, this morning, all of that changed when a new parent institution was named for Concordia School of Law. Joining us live in studio are Latana Haney-Keith, Interim Dean of Concordia University Law School, and Dr. Eric Lamont, Provost and Chief Operating Officer for Concordia University St. Paul. Welcome, both of you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I don't think I could say Concordia enough in that introduction.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Keep saying.
Yeah, right? Just right. Keep it going. So Concordia University St. Paul, mm-hmm. It is the new parent institution for the law school. Tell us, is there a connection between St. Paul and Concordia Portland?
Yes, there is, actually. So they are both affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So that's the parent church affiliation. And we each operate independently, however, share the same name.
Okay. So because with the similar name, just understanding how that works.
Right. It all ties up through that religious connection, much like you'd have a St. Thomas. There's four or five of those around the country as well.
Gotcha. So Dr. Lamont, people may not know this, but you are a Boise native.
I am.
I mean,
so glad to be back.
Raised here in Boise,
absolutely.
Earned your bachelor and your graduate degree at Boise State University.
Yep.
So I am assuming you were familiar with Concordia Law School.
I sure was.
What made it attractive to your university?
Well, when we look at an opportunity like this, and unfortunately in higher education, there's more and more of these opportunities where schools are contracting or closing or what have you. We looked at a number of things. One is our strategic plan, which is about growing the university. And we have a segment of that is growing graduate programs. So there was already a focus on that in the first place. The second phase was just a fit with the mission. And I was telling Latanya, when I flew in last night, it was like coming home. But it wasn't like coming home just to go visit with the brothers. It was coming home to an institution that just fit and felt just like our institution. High diversity, serving a public sector in the legal profession that we think is important to grow. And so we just looked at those economic measures and then the fit measures and certainly the mission fit, which already pre-existed because of the Concordia brand experience as well.
And Latanya, take me back to the day that you found out that Concordia Portland, your parent institution, was closing, leaving the law school in flux.
Yeah, you know, it was an incredibly sad day, and we still feel very sad for our colleagues and the faculty and students and staff at Concordia University Portland. Thankfully, that your leadership is working very hard to ensure that their students are going to have a great ability to get their respective degrees. But it was a sad day. We have had a long history as an institution, and to realize that this institution was facing some of the challenges that many other higher ed institutions are facing with enrollment challenges and some of the other financial challenges, it was a really sad realization. I know that our Board of Regents really thought very hard about this decision. It was a very difficult decision, but they did feel it was the best decision to make, particularly for our students, to ensure they would have longevity with their respective degrees.
So from there, you then get to work on trying to find a parent institution.
Yes, that was that
welcome
was my,
to being an interim.
That's right.
Right.
That was my task. And you know, thankfully, our faculty and staff, and particularly our students, were incredibly patient, and they were willing to give us that trust in order to allow us some time to talk to institutions. I, you know, had said before, I was overwhelmed with the support that we received both locally and nationally from institutions that had recognized the value that Concordia Law has brought for our students, but in particular to this community here in Idaho, and was really pleased with all the calls that we received with respect to that. And we moved forward really looking to find an institution that was going to have a great fit from a values and mission standpoint, someone that understood and really wants to help us build servant leaders in the community, and that would really follow that kind of faith-based tradition of service, particularly the service that we do here in the Treasure Valley, but across Idaho. And we are just so thrilled that Concordia St. Paul was a perfect fit for us with respect to that, and you know, would be able to help us continue to grow and thrive in the future for our students.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that, I mean, you had interest from other universities, mm-hmm. other colleges. Mm-hmm. Was it ultimately, you know, making sure that your mission is served that was so attractive? I mean, because I asked, you know, Eric, what was attractive to his university, but what was attractive to your university?
Absolutely. So, I mean, obviously, thinking about what's happened with Concordia University Portland, we're looking for financial stability mm-hmm. and growth, right? So that was obviously something that was important to everyone. But we really were looking at the mission and values fit in particular, but then also really thinking about our students and what the growth and trajectory that they need for our program, and then thinking about minimal disruption for our students going forward, where we could have a nice, seamless kind of transition to another parent institution, and a parent institution that's aligned not just mission and values, but in terms of their strategic plan, kind of where they want to grow. Really being student-centric was incredibly important to us, and Concordia St. Paul fit that perfectly.
And Dr. Lamont, I mean, you never want to talk about money, but you kind of have to in this situation.
Sure. Well, that's my job,
right?
So it's okay.
I mean, we know that Concordia Portland, I mean, had to shutter its doors based on some financial issues. Mm-hmm. What are the financials of Concordia St. Paul?
Well, as you know, each institution is separate to itself, and ours are in very strong positions. So Department of Education has a ratio that they use. It's kind of what's the metric to answer your question, and it's a scale of 3 to -1, 3 being the best. We've been a 3 for 5 years. So that looks at viability, looks at debt, looks at opportunity, and that financial capacity that we had and that discipline that we put into our institution set us up for a position to be able to move on an opportunity that was an amazing fit for Concordia St. Paul. I mean, the dance is just amazing how well that fits. So the financials are there, and that's a rubric that we looked at the law school as well. Is it going to have a financial capacity to go forward with the opportunity of expense, but also the importance to both of us, which is to maintain an affordable educational experience. So
how does it work with the parent institution being all the way in Minnesota? I mean, the original parent institution was in Portland, mm-hmm. still a little far away, but I mean, you can drive there in a day if you need to. How will that work? How will that relationship work?
You know, we're actually, as you may have heard, picked up the nursing program, so we'll have a campus in Portland as well. So to me, whether I'm driving 2 hours to Duluth or I'm driving or taking a flight for 2 to 2.5 hours to Boise, it's the same thing. And in today's electronic world, we're in video conferencing all the time. So that the distance is not an issue for us. It's really about the fit and the interaction between personnel. I talked about this with the folks today. You know, we're in a talent acquisition phase here at Concordia St. Paul, and that is to find key talent like this dean sitting next to me and all of the faculty that are with her to drive an education experience that is unparalleled. And we want to be, you know, we want to be a gem here in the gem state, and we want to continue to shine around the Northwest and ultimately across the United States.
So how does it work from the standpoint of this agreement being signed off on? Does the American Bar Association have to, you know, give its approval for this?
It does, and so do our regional creditors. So Concordia St. Paul is Higher Learning Commission is their regional creditor. So we will have to ensure that the Idaho State Board is comfortable with this transaction. Higher Learning Commission is as well, and then the ABA. So it's an acquiescence process, and we have to file. We go through the steps to file the requisite paperwork. The ABA process has a fact finder that will come out that will talk to both institutions. What's going to be critical for them, which is what we wanted to make sure mm-hmm. in our relationship, is that everything is going to remain the same for Concordia School of Law. Our program of legal education, our faculty and staff, our processes and procedures, the things that Concordia received full accreditation from with the ABA. That's all going to stay exactly the same. We're really thrilled that we came up at a period of time where the ABA was under a microscope, right? When changing mm-hmm. a lot of its standards, and meant that we had to prove that we could really comply with all the standards, and we did that just a year ago. And so therefore, you know, we want to make sure that remains the same. And so that's the process we'll go through.
So then how long will that process take?
It's actually in my mind, given with the ABA, in my mind, it's a short process, but from others, it may seem a little bit long. But essentially, we'll file the requisite paperwork they have to do within the next month or so, and that would get us on the calendar for the August hearing. And so our goal is to have acquiescence in place before the fall semester.
So I would say, I mean, that ultimately really has to be the key in order for everything to stay the same. This has to be signed off on before the fall semester.
That's correct.
So that's what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And then where do you go with students? And because I know this is the time of year where students are starting to find out where they're going to law school. Mm-hmm. Do you think you will potentially lose students until you actually have this signed, sealed, and delivered?
I certainly hope not. I mean, we want to be able to, we have lots of students, prospective students reaching out to us because we are now nationally recognized, particularly with our bar passage rates. We were just recognized again for the second consecutive year of 100% bar passage. And that's a fantastic achievement. And so
There are only a couple of law schools that have that. We should point that out. They are across the country.
So now we're one of, last year we were one of four, now we're one of three. And that's an amazing achievement, particularly for a new law school. And so, you know, we want to be able to continue that continuity with our prospective students. And as I said, you know, we will be, we've already talked to all of our accreditors. We're moving through that process. It's just a process that we have to go through. And we're very hopeful that the students that already believe in our education can trust us to get through that process and, you know, kind of check those boxes that we need to do just as we did for full accreditation and be able to very seamlessly move into the fall semester with Concordia St. Paul.
And from our experience with the accreditors, they also recognize this is a unique scenario. This isn't like starting a new school. And so they want to maintain business continuity and academic continuity for their programs and also recognize students are in tough positions. So, you know, what we found in previous experiences where we've done this with other schools, they are accommodating, still meeting the standards, but accommodating on timeframes and communications and so forth.
Yeah, because you have the future of students in their hands now.
It's in the best interest of the industry, too, that the law school continue to go. They would hate to have it stumble just because of, a timeline issue that they could mitigate.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking to us about that. And congratulations. And I'm glad that it is working out.
Thank you so much.
Well, we've been talking with LaTonya Haney-Keith, Interim Dean of Concordia University School of Law, and Dr. Eric Lamont, Provost and Chief Operating Officer for Concordia University St. Paul. Concordia University St. Paul is the new parent institution for the law school. This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.